Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Right, Frank? We're going to empower people. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. The first part of the show, we are going to be talking about what could be lurking in your supplements. That's right. We're going to be talking about supplement health tonight. And we got some other things and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, lifting this nation up from prayer, seeking Lord's face, and minding the time because it grows short. And so today's devotional puts us in Psalms 103. And as far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed our transgressions from us. And in Ephesians 1, in whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And in 1 John, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But there's a condition. You have to repent, and you have to have a willingness to change. And he knows a sincere heart when he sees it. So you can't fool God. He's not going to be mocked. So seek the Lord's face, find the time. He is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. All righty. We're going to be talking, let's see, what do we got in the quacker? Finland, along with Sweden and Denmark, halt the use of Moderna's COVID vaccine for younger age groups, apparently males under 30. Sweden, Denmark, and Finland announced just this week that they're suspending the Moderna's COVID virus, the Wuhan coronavirus. They call it Spikevax, that's the name of the serum there. So the Public Health Agency of Sweden is saying it's going to stop using this vaccine for people born in 1991 or later because data is pointing to an increase in myocarditis and pericarditis causes among the vaccinated. So this really creates a lot of inflammation around the heart muscle, and symptoms include fever and fatigue, shortness of breath, and a very specific type of chest pain. Patients tend to say their chest hurts more when they lean forward, and pain tends to subside when they lean back. So there you go. Weird stuff there. And last but not least in the quack report, turns out Biden's vaccine mandate for employers was not signed and sealed by OSHA. So Biden went on to say that he and his government would mandate all employees or employers with employees of 100 on staff or more to require their staff to get the coronavirus vaccine. He actually announced that the Department of Labor was developing this emergency rule to require this. And he says, but subsequent reporting, though, noted that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, which is a division of the Labor Department, which focuses on employee safety regulations, would be responsible for issuing this rule, and they haven't yet. Actually, a new report is saying that the rule is not forthcoming. In fact, may never actually be issued. So, would you call that a bluff there, Frank? Wouldn't you call that kind of a bluff, and that people just make assumptions that it's all signed, sealed, and delivered when it's not, right? All right, so people need to do their homework. And what'd you say, Frank? Propaganda, yeah. Propaganda. People just are just, I don't want to say they're gullible, but they're just programmed, I think. You know, they're just used to hearing stuff on the news to be, that's what it is. Yeah. So I say, not so fast. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Boy, it's been a busy week, and I swear, this week has gone so fast. I can't tell you how fast it's gone. Time is just sped up, you know? Even the kids notice it. The kids will say, you know, they notice it. Which, when I was a kid, didn't notice it. I thought time dragged on, you know. As a kid, you were like waiting for the holidays to get here. How many days, Mom, until? And, you know, your mom just kind of rolls her eyes and said, you just asked me that yesterday. If the days were not shortened, that's right. That's what the scripture says. For the elect's sake, they are, because it's wearing out the saints. All right, let's get to this topic here. So what could be lurking in your supplements? And supplements are important. They're important to Americans. They're important to a lot of people around the globe. A lot of people look to supplements in a lot of countries to keep them healthy and well, and maybe their only type of health care that they get. So we got people out there maybe mucking up the whole process and causing problems in the supplement area, so we're going to talk about it a little bit. So the dietary supplement market is huge, very big. In the United States especially, the usage of your dietary supplements by adults in the U.S., 77% are female. And about 68% of the male group are using supplements. So American consumers, you know, believe that if the product is on the market shelf, it has been tested by the FDA to be safe. Nothing is further from the truth, really, because the FDA really doesn't do any testing themselves. They don't test supplements. They don't test drugs themselves. They may send something off that they think is suspicious, but they don't do any hands-on testing themselves. Now, as demand increases for supplements, consumers have to be more discerning about supplements that they're buying. And the three largest segments within the supplement industry are your vitamin and mineral supplements, your sports nutritional products, and also herbal supplements. Those are the three big key areas. And a lot of people say, well, you know, where do these things come from? Where are they coming from? Well, consumers need to research their supplement products on where they are coming from, and it's really important to determine if they're imported or if they're made in the United States. Most of your imports will be the more risky type of product. On your labels, there should be, you know, contact information for at least the distributor, if not the manufacturer, along with other information you're so used to seeing. So a lot of times you can call that number if there is a phone number listed. There should be. And you can ask questions about the product. Tell them you're not looking for the recipe. You're just looking for some more information. So there's a lot of international regulations, but they may not be the same quality regulations that the United States is used to. So on your imported products, that's maybe a big difference. So in the United States, the FDA has a division that is supposed to monitor supplement imports for adulterated products, but this is a very difficult task to do because so many things are imported. There's just so many people doing it, and it takes it's a difficult one to handle. And with a flood of off-brand private label products coming into the country, you know, they're not going to catch everything. So what could be a mystery ingredient in your supplement? Well, most consumers would really never guess what could be included in a supplement. So in October 2018, the JAMA Journal, Journal of American Medical Association, they published a report on adulterated dietary supplements. And in order to improve supposedly on the quality of supplements sold in the United States, the study tested 776 dietary supplements. So the selection of the supplements they chose was kind of interesting. Out of all the supplements on the market, they selected the sexual enhancement supplements, the weight loss, and the muscle building supplements. Now, the report stated that they were looking for hidden ingredients. And overall, they found 146 supplement companies were hiding at least one unapproved ingredient. Now, the sexual enhancement supplements were by far the biggest offender, containing synthetic steroids. Now, think about that when you're, you know, buying at the, like, a supplement store, wherever you're going, and you're buying whey shake stuff. You know, for bodybuilding, whatever. Now, the FDA will acquire supplements coming across the United States border, and also from online outlets, and then they'll tend to send them for testing. So those are their targets, pretty much. That's what they zeroed in on: the weight loss, the sexual enhancement, and the bodybuilding kind of stuff. So the bottom line is there are active pharmaceuticals that are often included in your supplements of this type, and they're marketed as your sexual enhancement, your body muscle building, and your weight loss aids. Now, one particular fact is that these supplements that were tested had limited findings due to the test that they were running on them. So, in other words, the test was looking for steroids. Okay, it wasn't looking for anything else. Here's a quote from that JAMA Journal article. It says, "Dietary supplements in some instances have been found to contain undeclared drug ingredients. The supplement often cited with a violation are repeat offenders." So a lot of these companies are, you know, not new to the process of, you know, hiding stuff in their supplements. Now, one thing that is important to know is that supplement companies that are cheating are usually not shut down. Isn't that something? Also, the drugs, the supplements may contain are in unknown concentrations. So they just don't know how much is in there. Now, one question is, you know, how many pharmaceutical drug companies do you suppose is making supplements? They're making a line of supplements. Could some of their drug cocktails get into the supplements they're making, especially if it's in the same facility? And many of your big food corporations actually supply the supplements to a lot of your big box stores, and they may even private label them for other companies. Okay, and you probably heard me say, you know, Germany has one big supplement manufacturer that people can private label from, and the United States has two such companies. Now, there's this 2015 study done by the American Chemical Society, and they were also looking at the hidden ingredients in your dietary supplements, and they developed a test to help detect drugs within the supplements, and their report was published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. So what they did is they developed a test. They used chromophotography mass spectrometry, and they kind of, you know, took the supplements pictures. They screened them. And usually the items they were testing were actually capsules and tablets. And a variety of supplements were scanned: cardio enhancement, sexual performance supplements, and some others. Now, in their study, the selection of supplements came from China. And what they discovered was that the supplements contain a drug chemical called Viagra, along with some other unexpected drug compounds. Viagra in your supplements, Frank. Whoa. Well, and there's some more research. This is some research, May 2010. United States Government Accountability Office kind of sampled and tested dietary supplements to check for the potential dangerous ingredients and also deceptive marketing. And in their report, went to the U.S. Senate Special Committee on Aging. Their report had some good information, but I believe its main purpose was to usher in more legislation over dietary supplement markets through the FDA rather than shut down these bad guys. So some may think that more oversight over your supplement products is a good thing, and ask, you know, the FDA oversight of these products. I mean, look at the oversight over prescription drugs and how many of those get through and kill people, and then they're withdrawn from the market. Way far more prescription drugs in that light are happening compared to supplements. So your oversight committee and the FDA is, you know, not perfect. So they can't keep supplements or drugs 100% safe. It's just statistically impossible. So we're going to take a look at some of these reports that impact your supplements. First, they look for toxicity. So in one of their reports, they were testing some common herbs for hazardous contaminants, such as for lead, arsenic, mercury, cadmium, and other residues. From, you know, agricultural, some inorganic pesticides and things like that. So the negative health consequences from the consumption of these types of contaminants were based on a review of relevant health standards and the discussions with the FDA and the Environmental Protection Agency. So the study it wanted to check for contaminants in your natural herbs to avoid health problems such as, you know, the ones that would cause a health, if you had like arsenic, can create, you know, cancers, cadmium, known to increase the risk of leukemia, lead increases, you know, the risk of lung, stomach, and bladder cancer, and then mercury can cause insomnia, mood swings, and things like that. So, also brain damage, obviously. So, they're focusing on herbs here. And herbs and foods, herbs are just like foods, though. And they're grown, they're treated, and harvested, and their impurity is impacted by commercialism, you know, how it's grown, how it's treated. And so the organic standards also are kind of under attack, if you haven't known that. They're trying to level the playing field between organic and conventional food sources. So blur the lines. So herbs, just like conventional grown foods, can contain pesticide residues within or outside the legal limits, depending on the supplier, depending on, you know, the herb farm that grew it. So herbs, you know, covered with, let's say, well, especially if you import herbs and they come on the dock, if they're a raw material, they're going to get sprayed. They spray them with anti-mold, anti-fungal sprays, you know, bug pesticide sprays. They spray this stuff to death. At least one of 865 registered pesticides is very likely going to be on herbs coming overseas in its bulk form. So, yeah, it kind of makes it harder to get organic, true organic stuff. Organic supplement manufacturers have been more vigilant in the last decade in obtaining what is called certified organic ingredients for their products, because it's where they're whittling us down, basically, just to a few farms that grow to till standards now. So it's getting harder and harder to get that quality line out there. There are some supplement sharks, you know, in the marketplace, there's large corporations, you know, that are selling adulterated stuff. China is one of the biggest culprits, and also the pharmaceutical industry. A majority of these products are not made from plant material, but from synthetic chemicals. So there's this push to reduce or eliminate the plant-based supplement through market takeover and legislation. So health enthusiast Jonathan Bechtel, he stated his supplement company called Health Kismet totally trusted the big supplement companies that do private labeling, but then what they did is they totally trashed his label and his reputation. So it's important. It's important to realize that your plant-based stuff. They're trying to, over in the European Union with the Food Harmonization Code, they're trying to standardize everything, and it's just totally insane to try to standardize a crop of, let's say, beets, carrots, asparagus, herbs, because it depends on where you grow it, the type of soil, the weather. And if you're using any treatments on it, it's going to be totally different. You can't standardize a crop. You won't be able to achieve that. So when it comes to actually making the product, the whole process in this industry is becoming more automated. And much of this is being done. And a lot of private label manufacturers have a very large variety of ingredients that are stocked. They can pump out a bunch of the stuff through their machines, and it's all synthetic stuff or a combination of plant-based synthetics, the nutraceutical, if you will. And they got recipe books, monograms that the FDA has already approved. So anybody can get into the supplement industry going through a provider like that. So they have a variety of stock recipes in place, and you can just look through them and say, yeah, my company wants to have a vitamin C and a vitamin A and a calcium formula. These are big ones. And so a lot of this is just, you know, pumped out there with not really any great standards and doing anything for your health. Now, a majority of the health store products are made and marketed by what is called a supplement shark. And whatever is novel and makes the money is what they're going to push to the consumer. So their heart and soul is really not invested in a venture that has the intention to minimize your health risk and get you well. That's not what they're out after. I call them supplement sharks. They're not going to provide you a true organic anything. So please do your homework out there. True Tilth Organic, if you don't know what that is, it started in California, and it means that the crop was grown on land that has rested for 5 years, so the minerals have built back up in the soil, and minimal application, really no application of fertilizer, pesticides, herbicides, or anything like that. So it's a very clean crop, it's very hard to find that now being grown today. There's a couple of farms in the United States that we use at Apothecary Herbs that have some very beautiful, clean herbs that come in. And they do a lot of testing themselves. So a lot of these farms, before they sell any of their bulk product, have it already tested. So we rely on a lot of that testing, and they send us reports. And then we also get organic alcohol to make our herbal liquid line. So you got organic till standard ingredients, and you got organic alcohol. So your base product's organic, and your finished product's organic. It's not rocket science. So the powerherbs.com, if you want to check them out, they have a full line of organic till standard professional strength herbal formulas. They specialize in immune support, metabolic support, and also organ cleansing. So check them out at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You're on their website. Sign up for their free online newsletters, and you can get empowered with information each and every week. You can only get those through the email, so you have to sign up online at thepowerherbs.com. Look under books and newsletters and sign up. Also, we do appreciate your feedback. A lot of people have given us some feedback. We appreciate that so much. Cards, notes, letters, emails, phone calls. We love to hear from you. And we try to return calls as soon as we can. We do apologize if it's taken us a little while. We do get a lot of calls. And we're trying to get also the catalog requests out as fast as we can. We've gotten inundated with those as well. So if it's been a few weeks since you requested one, we're getting to you. We have stacks of catalogs going out right now since the new catalog came in. So you can also download the catalog if you go to the powerherbs.com website. And if you put the catalog in your shopping cart and check out for free, you will get a receipt email with a download link, and you can save the catalog to your device. So all empowering stuff, and don't miss out. Get your free catalog today. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Ooh, and it's fall, Frank. We got leaves falling here in North Carolina. We got some rain, you know, that's that fall thing going. And people are calling, and they've got congested heads and stuff and sinusitis. It's typical for seasonal stuff like that. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will fix you up. They got stuff for that. They got herbs for that. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Here on Herb Talk. Thanks, Frank. We're going to be talking about your bodyguard. Frank, do you suppose you know what that is? Want to take a guess? It's not Kevin Costner. No. It is your immune system. That's your bodyguard. We're going to talk about that. So when you think of bodyguards, you think of them as, people who get protection, like political leaders, celebrities, people like that, things, maybe even people in federal witness protection programs. But, we don't really think of our inborn, innate bodyguard called our immune system. We normally, think of our immunity. No, we don't think of it until we actually get sick. So our immune system is working year-round, 24/7, to protect us from a lot of different health problems. And how we live our lives, it can either help or hinder our immune system. So we're going to check this out, see how valuable our defensive, God-given immune system is. There was some recent research. The London Telegraph reported on this. It was research from the National Heart and Lung Institute and the Imperial College of London, in which your immune system can protect you from things like heart attacks. So the scientists are developing these blood tests to help with indicators of cardiovascular risks, and researchers are saying that some of the people have immune systems that seem to protect them from heart attack because they have higher levels of antibodies. And I think it's a new blood test that will also measure the IgG antibody that could be a better way to diagnose heart disease and the risk of heart attacks or strokes. So those were, you know, some of the antibodies, the IgG antibodies, some of the antibodies that researchers feel have a 56% lower risk of heart attack. Folks that have them have a lower risk of heart attack and a 38% lower risk of stroke. They also want to use this research to find ways to chemically alter the immune system with prescription drugs to successfully protect the patient from heart attacks and strokes. You know, so circumvent that. And the new drugs will be promoted as a way to, you know, save about 70,000 lives a year. But there's a natural way that can be done to help reduce your risks and side effects of trying to use drugs instead. So the IgG antibodies protect us from bacterial and viral infections. Here's a quote from Dorian Haskard, a professor at Imperial College of London, who said, "These are very interesting findings, linking your immune system to protection from heart disease." So it is interesting. You know, God didn't leave us defenseless. Our lifestyles are, you know, kind of just hurting, not helping us if we're just not, you know, watching excesses and stuff like that. Now, according to another report on Healthline, your immune system is like having a mini military to defend you against all threats, disease, infections, and injury. So like a military, your immune system has specifically trained immune system cells, which are deployed in certain instances warranting their action. So at any given time, there are 5 liters over 21 cups of lymph fluid in your blood system. So lymph fluid is made up of white blood cells, and they're part of the immune system. So in just one drop of your blood will contain about 20,000 white blood cells. So lymph fluid consists of white blood cells called your antibodies and your lymphocytes and your phagocytes. And these are very important because these cells have the capacity to move not only through the blood system, but also through cells, blood vessels, and tissue. So white blood cells are designed to target and kill toxins, disease, and infections. So the immune system has many different defensive cells that it can launch to protect you, your health, and your killer T cells are one of them. Your adaptive cells, we talked about those, which extend the use of your antibodies and have the capability of being your defensive line. So you want to help your immune system. That's what you want to do. You don't want to hinder it. So there are several things that you can do that will help your immune system stay strong. You want to get adequate sleep. Okay, so for instance, getting enough sleep is going to help maintain those healthy levels of immune system defense. I don't know about you, Frank, but if I don't get more than 6 hours of sleep, if I get 6 hours or less sleep, I feel sick the next day. You know, my cells just are dragging. My memory's terrible. And so if I don't get at least, you know, 7 or more hours of sleep, I'm not up to par. And so your body's telling you something. So if you're feeling like that, can you imagine your immune system, what it's feeling like? It's not going to be as strong a defense as you want. So the lack of sleep is going to produce low immunity and make us more vulnerable to disease like your common colds, flu bugs, or even cancer. So if you are not getting enough sleep, you're going to feel a little off or even ill until you get up to replenishing that sleep. And some people can, you know, get by with less sleep than other people, and research is showing that 5 or 6 hours of sleep will depress the immune system, so it's not going to be up to par. So, you know, the elderly, I know my grandparents, like, you know, they would 6 hours and they were good. I'm like, I don't know how they did it. But sunshine is on the list too if you want to help your immune system. Getting enough sunshine is also going to be important, especially in locations where you have reduced sunshine. It can give you that seasonal affective disorder, or called SAD. where people, you know, feel emotionally depressed. But it's also, you know, it depresses the immune system as well. So science has proved that when we don't get enough sunshine, that gives us that natural vitamin D, it lowers the immune system. And health experts have suggested, you know, just 10 minutes per day in your sunshine, it will be sufficient to make up, it'll make a big difference. Now, if you got family members or you know somebody that has that seasonal affective disorder or SAD, make sure you get some really good full-spectrum light bulbs in your house or workplace. It really does simulate sunshine, and it lifts mood, okay? So really inexpensive thing to go get. Lowe's has them. Lowe's Hardware, they have this light powder blue coating on the bulb, and it's full-spectrum light. And so it's you know, just a different bulb, so make sure you look for that. Stress, also you want to limit your stress to help your immune system out. Our emotional stress also influences the effectiveness of the immune system. And if we are overly stressed and if the stress is long-term, it will produce a depressed immune system. So you don't want that stress level to continue. Then you got post-traumatic stress disorder. Really, it's really what it is. So our glands get exhausted when we have extended stress, and then you get this domino effect involving your hormonal system and also a lot of imbalance cascades after that. So if balance isn't restored, the body's ability to react appropriately along with, you know, the overall function is going to be affected. So you got to manage your stress. Therefore, stress can negatively affect your heart, your neurotransmitters, your digestion, your sleep, your metabolism, your memory. Now, good stress relievers are going to be important. That would be regular exercise, stretching, music therapy, praying, and a good healthy diet, getting out there, walking in the woods. Just make sure you've got some good stress relievers, someone to talk to sometimes. That helps relieve stress. You know, somebody has a caring ear to listen. Also, on the immune system board for keeping it healthy is relationships. So if you're in a great relationship, that will help improve your well-being, your overall health, and also your immune system will soar. If you're not in a good relationship, guess what? It suppresses your immune system. A bad relationship will produce enormous stress. And physical and verbal abuse is very stressful, and it heavily impacts the immune system. So people who are involved in an abusive relationship often have suppressed immune systems and frequent illnesses. Laughter is on the list. A good sense of humor is going to help your immune system because of the release of brain chemicals like dopamine that help reduce stress. So, you know, I don't know, Frank. Do you know anybody that doesn't have a sense of humor? I know a few people. And you just shake your head and go, whoa, you know. It's, those things just go flying over their head. They don't get it. You know, they just don't get stuff. They're missing out. Also, you want to watch germs. Now, you don't want to go crazy and be a germaphobe, of course, but make sure your immune system is not operating in a bubble, because it needs to be exposed to some germs to function normally. So your immune system can't produce antibodies from germs it hasn't encountered yet. So there are lots of germs in dirt, which is why children who are allowed to play outside and get their natural sunshine and just a little bit dirty tend to have healthier immune systems than children who stay inside and overuse the hand sanitizer. So don't go overboard with the hygiene. Common sense. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Dat Tran, immunologist, Baylor College of Medicine in Texas. He says, when you make your environment so clean, you minimize many pathogens and minimize the development of your immune system. So, yeah, that's what happens. They actually did a study, Frank, where they looked at the immune systems of kids that lived in the city, you know, the middle-income kids, and then they looked at the kids that lived on farms, you know, that went out there and mucked out stalls and, you know, carried milk up to mom and all that stuff. Had chickens, went out and feed the chickens. rode horses and whatever. And they found that the kids that lived on the farm had better immune systems than the kids that lived in the cities. So don't be afraid of a little dirt. Vaccines is on the list. Of course it is. There are numerous virologists who have admitted that the vaccines really don't educate your immune system to work better or to make antibodies to prevent disease. In fact, they suppress the immune system and damage it. So be aware of that. Do your homework. You can find this stuff. If I can find it, you can find it. If I can find it, more importantly, your doctors can find it. I'm talking about scientific research. You can find it. Vaccines work against immunity. This is a Journal of Virology, November 2011, volume 85, page 22, published that seasonal flu vaccines weaken the immune system while providing the GM disease to make you sicker. According to the pediatrician Dr. Larry Palvesky, our immune system is a system, and it works when it has come in contact with pathogens through the skin, airway, or intestines, not through artificial infection with a vaccine. So virologists know that disease injected into the body is an artificial infection and that the immune system is not chemically alerted by the system cells to map the pathogen, create the antibody, and remember the antibody. Without this process, the vaccine cheats the immune system out of making antibodies and storing the memory. The vaccine itself can make no antibody, so medical science and drug manufacturers, for less than honorable reasons, have deceived the masses. Here is a quote, again, by Dr. Palvesky. He said, "The Journal of Virology study showed the unvaccinated children actually built up more antibodies against a wider variety of flu virus strains than the vaccinated children." End of quote. Yep. And if you caught Tuesday's show, where we told you that the measles vaccine is known to wipe out 73% of your antibodies that your immune system has stored in memory, and that your COVID vaccine is really based on the measles vaccine, and they added in a COVID variant for fun, I guess. Yeah. Now, according to Dr. Palvesky, doctors who are in practice long enough tend to begin to see the discrepancy between the published research on vaccines and the naked reality. That's right. They hear from their parents on how the vaccines are hurting children and creating more illness, and some doctors are speaking out, and they're changing the way they practice. And the same is evident in the veterinarian world, where more vets are going away from the chemical treatments. And if you don't have a pediatrician or vet doing that, well, then I'd say it's time to get one. Now, here's some herbs that will help support the immune system. Lots of herbs God, our Creator, has provided us, help support and empower the function of your natural immunity, doesn't suppress it. There's a perfect match between how the human cells work and how the medicinal plants support the cell function. They may baffle the scientists a bit, this truth, but it needs not to baffle you. So the herbs that I would stock year-round for immune system support would be your echinacea root, your astragalus root, your garlic, your American ginseng, and your Siberian ginseng. These alone are working in conjunction with each other to help eradicate pathogens quickly, so they magnify the power of each other, so that's really great. So if you add maybe some circulatory herbs like hot cayenne or ginger, that will supercharge the delivery of these medicinal herbs and help the immune system while the blood cells permeate all the tissues faster. Now, you want to reduce the duration of your illness. It's always a good idea. You want to look for immune support herbs to do that. And there are other herbs that also can assist the immune system by hindering the pathogens, like gentian root has a natural inhibitor for Ebola. Barberry root has a natural inhibitor to the zoster virus, which is your chickenpox or shingles. And other things. One of the things that I like about these herbs is they may have multiple benefits to them. So barberry bark, for instance, is great for healing the gallbladder, getting the gallbladder back in shape. So, like gentian root is a digestive aid, so gentian root's got that going for it too. So you can overcome a lot of these things within a few days if you just have the right type of plant nutrition to assist the immunity. Now, the plus is that your immune system was created, when it creates an antibody, it remembers it. And in the future, if you're exposed to a similar pathogen, your immune system will adapt that antibody for the new pathogen, and things happen much faster. So in other words, let's say, Frank, you got the flu. Let's say you got the Australian flu this year. I hope you don't, but let's say you did. And you took some herbs, your garlic man out there, so you took some garlic, and you got over the flu in a couple of days, and you're feeling great. So your immune system made an antibody for the Australian flu. A couple of years go by, and a new flu strain comes along, and it's kind of it's got the basis of the Australian flu along with the Singapore flu, let's say. And so your immune system says, I seem to remember. And it goes back and it'll grab the Australian flu antibody and it will adapt it for this new combination flu that has a similar component. And what may happen is your immune system will launch that antibody quickly, and you may not even have a symptom that you were infected with the flu. That's how fast it can work. So you don't want something wiping that memory base out, like your COVID vaccine. It'll wipe your memory base of antibodies that you've been building all these years throughout your life. It'll wipe 73% of it away. Talk about robbing you of a defense. That's sort of like, you know, someone busting into your house and taking two-thirds of your bullets that go into your gun. Yeah? All right, so you got some herbs there that will help your immune system stay strong, make it more capable, shorten the duration of illness quickly. Some people don't have good, strong immune systems, and you've got generation now after generation since the 1940s of people with weak immune systems and genetically passing on that weakness to the next generation. Okay, so now you've got your genetically modifying serums that will further weaken the immune system and pass that on. So you've got people on top of that taking antibiotics and eating a lot of sugar and things they shouldn't eat. So you got a very weak immune system along with the reduced 50% of minerals not included in your food sources anymore. So you can see the problem here. See, we got a big problem metabolically here. And so we got to be smart about it. We got to build up those minerals. Use the right salt. Use your Celtic sea salt. It has sun-dried salt, 84 microminerals in it. It's cardiovascular friendly. Doesn't promote hypertension. We just got away from the truth about salt here, and we're using a refined, depleted salt. So salt is not a bad guy. The refined, you know, sodium chloride is the bad guy, but your whole food salt from nature is not. So get those electrolytes going back in the system. Make sure you're eating some organic produce and fruits and vegetables and grass-fed meat. That'll get your mineral base going as well. Protect your gut floras. Don't use a lot of antibiotics if you don't have to, because it does disrupt those and it affects how you digest and retain protein, amino acids for cell energy. So all these things combined just totally weaken an infrastructure of your system, your body. And we're supposed to be protecting it. You know, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We don't want the Holy Spirit living in a slum. We got to keep this body clean and healthy as best we can. So go to thepowerherbs.com. They have a free catalog they can send you with a full line of immune support formulas. Some are very broad spectrum, some are targeted. They have kits, pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits. They got kits. They got vision, eye health kits. They got stuff that is going to empower you. These are tools. that God has blessed, because he says herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. His word is never mocked. See, medicinal herbs, we got away from them, and we went to petrochemical stuff. And that's just where our downfall is now, is people are not well. It's not a well healthcare system. It's a sick care system we have. We got away from the wellness. We got to get back to it. And if you got tools and you got information and you know how to use them, this is where you're empowered. This is where the power herbs come in. This is taking the power back. That's what it is. You know, doctors, I think, are great for trauma care. But for internal medicine issues, they're just going to write prescriptions. That's pretty much what they do, is they manage your symptom with a drug chemical. So the white coats, as I call them, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of them, I'm sorry, there's some that are really great, but then a lot of them that I've met and worked with, they're just not really staying up all night worrying about your health. They're just not. You have to look after your health the best you can. Now, be informed, get out there, do your homework, talk to your doctor if you want to. Hopefully he's up for a discussion. A lot of them don't want you asking questions. They get annoyed that you've been looking on the internet at stuff. And they'll even mock you. Some of them will say, you know, you need to quit self-diagnosing and you need to quit reading WebMD, and they go on. Well, you know, this is the age of knowledge, right? But not all knowledge is the truth. So you got to dig for the truth, and the Holy Spirit will lead you to the truth if you ask him. So seek the Lord's face, mind time, it grows short. Get filled with the Holy Spirit, have an unction in your spirit to serve the Lord, and you'll be blessed. He that knows the Lord is blessed. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Beyond whatever this world can measure up to. Can't measure up to the Lord's blessings. Just can't. So go to thepowerherbs.com, get their free new catalog. It's available now. And you can give them a call and request it at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. And sign up for their newsletters if you get a chance on their website, if you have internet and email. They're free. The HealthQuest is going out tomorrow, and the American Survival goes out on Tuesday. So don't miss those things, because they're packed full of information you're not going to get anywhere else. And they're absolutely free, and you can share them with family and friends and pass on the empowerment. It's a blessing. It really is. They have a new sale. I think I failed to mention their fall sale started. So if you want to save 20% at Apothecary Herbs, the sale runs through the 13th, next Wednesday. On orders of $50 or more, you want to use coupon AUTUMN21 in your shopping cart, over the phone, or on your order form. More details are on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com, but you can save 20%. If you don't remember anything, but you do remember there's a sale, when you call, just say, hey, I want to use the discount, and they'll plug it in for you. So thepowerherbs.com, save 20% now through the 13th of October, through the autumn sale. Great time to get stocked up on cold and flu, sinus stuff, pandemic kits, you name it. It's a good time to do that and save. ThePowerHerbs.com. And don't forget to get their catalog. It's brand new, and you'll be amazed what you can do. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, wish you all to be well.